news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Georgia. Georgia.
It's election day in Georgia again. And today's two runoff races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Democrat John Ossoff is running against Republican Senator David Perdue, and Democrat Raphael Warnock is running against Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed in 2019 to replace another senator who retired. If both Democrats win, then the Senate will be tied 50-50. That would make Kamala Harris, as vice president, the Senate president. She gets the tie-breaking vote, essentially giving control of the Senate to the Democrats. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden and Donald Trump both held opposing rallies in Georgia on Monday.
Back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I come from.
Trump, who is pressuring Georgia officials to overturn his election loss, spent, as expected, much of his remarks repeating his vow to hold on to power and whining about things that didn't happen. Joe Biden criticized the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic and encouraged people to vote. Biden saying at one point, "It's not hyperbole. You can change America." And indeed, Georgia, you can. Now, in the wake of Donald Trump's phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on Saturday, some prosecutors, election lawyers, and public officials are calling for criminal investigations into whether Trump broke any laws. House Democrats have also drafted a resolution to censure Trump over the matter. I say, there's still 2 weeks. Impeach him again. But this all comes as lawmakers on the Hill are preparing for debate that'll happen on Wednesday during the certification of the Electoral College results. But Mike Pence has no constitutional right to change anything. And on Tuesday morning, Senator Chuck Grassley, who's the Senate President pro tem, said it will be him and not Pence presiding since, quote, "we don't expect him to be there." Grassley also said that he'll listen to the debate and that, quote, "it would be really wrong for me to say I have my mind made up." There's nothing for him to make his mind up about. Ugh. So that's all going to be happening inside Congress. D.C. is preparing for what will happen outside those halls on Wednesday, as Donald Trump has been imploring his cult members, followers, to come to Washington for something he says will be, quote, "wild." On Monday, Washington, D.C. police arrested Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, charged with destruction of property. Weapons charges were also added after he was found to be carrying 2 high-capacity ammunition magazines. This will not end well. Meanwhile, the coronavirus news continues just to be tragic. Hospitalizations in the U.S. surged to yet another record high on Monday. The biggest increase came in California, which had more than 22,000 people being treated for COVID-19, more than any other state in the nation. As the surge continues, health officials around the country are bracing for the pandemic to get worse before it gets better due to the possibility of infections from holiday gatherings. More than 1.3 million people passed through airport security checkpoints on Sunday, the most in a single day since the coronavirus hit the U.S. And the U.S. is once again lagging when it comes to protecting the public. This time, it's in the vaccination program. So far, only 4.5 million doses have been given. You might recall the Trump administration promising that more than 20 million Americans would be immunized by the end of the year. And with just 15 days left until Joe Biden is inaugurated and Donald Trump is evicted, Trump continues to turn our government into a mockery. He once again devalued the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, this time by awarding it to Congressman Devin Nunes of California on Monday. And if that's not bad enough, he's also expected to award one to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio sometime next week? Wow. See, Trump is busy rewarding friends and allies with pardons and other decorations in his final weeks in office, and Nunes and Jordan are two of his closest allies in Congress. And yes, Trump seems bound and determined to torch the nation as he leaves office. Since November 3rd, He is focused on stealing the election and justifying his conduct while in office, while at the same time, administration officials have been trying to hamstring the incoming Biden administration. On Monday, officials at the Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule limiting the scientific research that can go into public health regulations. Seriously? One more time. Georgia, you can fix this mess. Please do. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button. And if you're in Georgia, please vote.